So this story comes from deadstate.org. Billy Graham's daughter, 9/11, I guess we're going back to that, was God's punishment for trans people, evolution, and secularism.
Man, 15 years ago, bro.
It fucking took you long enough.
Jesus. Is it? It's fucking a long time ago. You know,
yeah.
15 years ago is a long fucking time ago.
It's super fucking long time
ago. And we're still having these conversations.
We're still trying to figure out what caused it?
Yeah. Oh, no. We figured that out.
We know
out.
That.
Yeah.
And we killed him.
Fucking Alex Jones figured that shit out years ago.
Lizard people.
Controlled demolitions by lizard people.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So in our nation, one of the things that, you know, I think we pray for is that some of this craziness would settle down, and our defiance of God would, that we would be deeply repentant and humbled, so that our nation, which is, seems to be shaking its fist in God's face and telling him to get out of our politics, get out of our schools, get out of our businesses, get out of the marketplace, get off the street, you know, just... it's just stunning to me the way we are basically abandoning God as a culture and as a nation. Because when we do that, then God, the Bible says God abandons us and he backs away and takes his hand of favor, blessing, his hand of protection away from us, and he abandons us.
Which explains why Norway's on fire,
yeah, exactly.
Right? And Sweden's on fire. And the fucking most of Europe is much more secular than we are. And they're not on fire.
Yeah.
Like, things are going, by and large, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Right? Yeah. Like, we're not embroiled in a massive world war. There's not genocides and extinctions. Like, well, there's still problems because there's 7 billion people and we all have to interact with each other, and sometimes it doesn't work out well.
But for the most part, you're not looking at, oh, he pulled his hand away and there's, like, no favor.
Right. It's like, not like fucking, crop failures,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like, these people aren't fucking, like, trying to fucking gut each other over a single potato.
Right. Yeah. It's right. It's not like, oh, man, fucking... You know, Sweden is 75% atheist. That's why there's no sunshine ever.
Exactly.
And the world is embroiled in darkness, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
No,
fucking,
not
it's
a thing.
It's fucking, it's a nuclear holocaust site, and the only thing that's available is fucking Jim Baker food buckets.
Right. It's the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is basically the contents of one of Jim Baker's buckets.
Food buckets.
Yeah.
So the hope is that when we cry out to him and... in deep repentance and humility and asking, just say, God, we're sorry. You know, we're asking you to come back. Would you return to us? Would you once again bless us? Then I think there'll be peace in our street, on our street.
Like what time? Like at what? Because she's saying this used to be the case and now we're not doing it anymore.
Well, and then,
so
and
you
then,
tell me when there was peace in our streets, more well, peaceful than the streets we have.
I know
now.
That's what I was going to say is like, well, what's so not peaceful about now?
Yeah.
I don't.
Wait, when was it? We've said it 100 times, but it bears repeating. When was that better time again? Can somebody tell me? The decade or the 10-year period where everything was hunky dory and everybody lived happily ever after? Because I don't know. Like, I'm not a student of history, but I can pretty easily trace us back in the last 116 years without a shadow's hesitation. We can keep going and say, like, yeah, okay.
And there would be. In our leadership, a caring about what's best for the nation instead of their own agendas. I think he would begin to reveal the plots of our enemies and terrorists before they're carried out.
That happens right now.
Well, that's what we have an NSA for.
That happens all the time.
Right.
I mean, there's terrorist plots thwarted all the time. There was one that was thwarted in another country recently that, I mean, not recently, but in the last 4 or 5 months, there was a terrorist attack, and then they started digging, and they found a couple others that were going to be happening. I mean, it just happens constantly. Yeah, once in a while, one slips past the fucking goalie.
That's it.
Again, that's the fucking price you pay for living in a fucking free society.
Yeah,
you know?
We live in a culture. We live in a world. We live in a country. It's got millions of people interacting on a daily basis. And most of the time, we all get to go buy pomegranates, and everything's fine, right?
Just fine.
Okay.
You know, there are all sorts of ways, even the weather patterns. You know, He can even control the weather patterns and protect us from these violent storms that are taking human life. And
oh, yeah.
Awesome,
what
man.
Happened throughout history when all those violent storms took human life?
Well, then
he was mad about something. No, he's mad about something else.
He's always
just sort of mad about something.
Yeah.
I'm a little ticked off all the time. I come home from work. I'm a little frustrated. I drink a 6-pack of hams and I beat my wife. That's what I do every day. Yeah.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
He's a kick the dog guy.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. He comes home. He's had a fucking bad day. And it's like, meep, 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 doo. And then the dog comes up and he's like, I'm mad. It's like, boo. And he kicks the fucking dog across the room.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then you're kind of a dickhead.
Yep.
Like, you're just sort of a dickhead. Like, God can control the weather. Like, what did fucking Japan do wrong when they got fucking tsunamied, right? Yeah. Like, they get tsunamied. It's like, what did we do? Like, we're just hanging out, being over here. Like, you know, like when that fucking, the day after Christmas, when that fucking enormous tsunami, you know, wiped out 250,000 people.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Why was that again? God just like, I dropped my quarter. Whoopsie. Big splash in your ocean.
Whoopsie doodle. Yeah. Or, you know, what about fucking Katrina? Devastated Mississippi. A very religious state.
Right.
One of the most religious, if not the most religious state in the Union. And, you know, what the fuck? He's like, oh, sorry. I always hurt the one I love.
Right. Yeah. He's a serial abuser, exactly. Right? And like, meanwhile, like Seattle's fucking, like.
And all these religious people are codependent. You know right? what I mean?
So there are many different ways that he can answer prayer. And so we won't know until we pray.
I'm fond of, and I don't know if it's good. I just like saying it. So I hope it is. But I have said many times, Anne, that knowing God's will is easy. Or is simple, but it's not easy. I mean, what you're describing is very simple. And God tries to keep things simple. It doesn't get much simpler than I want to be known to the point that I will become one of you so that you can know me as one of you.
The fuck are you talking? This is simple? That literally makes no sense at all. That literally didn't make any sense at all. I can't parse that gobbledygook of garbage.
I know.
I mean, I know what he's trying to say. Like, right, God wanted to say, God sent, God fucking just, trifurcated himself, became just, Jesus. Rolled down.
He's the Triforce. Fucking Link. Zelda. Link is holding that shit above his head. It's dangerous to go. It's ridiculous. Take this.
Like, he wanted us to know him so bad that he sent one guy to the fucking desert, to the fucking illiterate fucking yokels in the middle of a fucking backwater.
He just wanted to join a clique. That's all he wanted.
As God among us, Emmanuel, God dwells with us. I will even come and dwell in you.
Hey now.
Whoa.
Hey now.
Wait, buy me dinner first.
God, look, here's the thing. When God swipes right, he dwells in you. Yeah. That's how it works.
Swipes so hard. Fucking gentle, bro.
Later, I'll put my spirit in you.
Hey now. Wow. He's going to put the spirit in you.
Hey, it's presumptuous.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, I'm not saying no, but a fucking a little ask would be nice.
Jeez. Fucking, can we have some spiritual lube at least?
Jesus. That's how much I want to be in communion with you. So, I mean, that makes things pretty simple, but it's not that easy. I mean, the prayer you're describing seems simple enough. What is wrong with the human heart, however, that it's just not easy?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't understand what that meant at all. I'm actually like, you paused it, and I was like, oh, no, fuck, I have nothing to say.
You
I can't.
Zoned out for a minute, too.
I couldn't. It just doesn't even sound like anything.
I think it's not easy necessarily because we don't think we really need it. And so we're struggling with our own pride or, you know, self-sufficiency. And I think that's why God allows bad things to happen.
Because we're self-sufficient?
And we're prideful?
What? God is... What an asshole. Jeez, like, fucking... He hates everything. What a twat.
You can do no right with this guy.
Tell you what. Right?
This is like, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me. Oh, okay. Love me, love me, love me, love me. Okay, just give me a love me, love me, love me, love me. Tsunami! Like, really?
You know, really? These are two adults having a conversation about what God likes.
Yeah, I know.
What a magic creature that doesn't exist likes. And they can't even decide these things. You know, it's like God is like fucking chi or whatever in the fucking feng shui. You know, where when you call in one feng shui guy into your place and say, hey, can you fucking open up the fucking chi lines and the ley lines or whatever the fuck run through here?
Oh my God, I'm so bored listening to this.
Can you do that? And the one jackass moves your table into the corner and one jackass stands it up on ends and sticks the fucking leg up your ass or whatever. They just do different shit, and there's no fucking rhyme or reason. It's just the way two assholes fucking decide.
Right.
And the same thing goes for God. It's you have a million voices for God. You have a million voices. Everybody's his fucking mouthpiece. Everybody knows the mind of God. Everybody read the same book, and nobody comes to the same conclusions. It's amazing to me that
nobody comes to the same conclusions because they're all making it up themselves.
Exactly. They're making up as they go along.
It's their own internal dialogue writ large.
I think that's why he would allow a 9/11 to happen or some of these other, you know, the dreadful attack in San Bernardino or some of these other places.
Can't you just light all the fucking crops in the world on fire right at the same time?
Couldn't a magic giant lightning bolt have hit the trade? Like, it wouldn't have been more effective of God if God wanted to really make a point. If he sent an enormous lightning bolt so big that it fucking melted the trade tower. Blah, okay, well, I'd be like, fucking no explanation for that. That
yeah,
was
exactly. That's
super unexpected.
Crazy. Yeah, and then he does the next one.
Right? Like, and he'd be like, what? Yeah. Yeah. And then fucking World Training Center 7 falls down inexplicably.
Alex Jones knows why, though.
Don't. Here's, I know why. Do not send me email, please.
Here's the thing about that, too. God is using Muslims to knock down a thing?
Right.
Well, doesn't that make the Muslims right too?
Doesn't it make the Muslims like the righteous of God? They're the sword of God. He's using the Muslims as his weapon.
If God is the reason for 9/11, you have to really sit down and rethink your theology.
Yeah, right.
You have to really ask yourself some real hard questions about your theology if you think God is the fucking reason for 9/11.
To show us that we need him. You know, we're desperate without him. And then when you're desperate and you cry out to him, that's not hard. What's hard is to try to, you know, start from scratch and try to work yourself up to that, which is why he lets us have situations where it would be hard not to cry out to him.
Wait, so he fucking creates systems so that we have to cry out to him?
Well, and what about the people who die and never get the opportunity to see, like, because they're just dead, right?
Shit worldview this woman has.
They're just dead. So, like, somebody's fucking, you know, mother and father just gets fucking smushed in a fucking falling exactly. building of evil destruction. And he does all of that. And why? So that somebody over here can feel weird about it and be like, oh, I should pray more. Well, fucking that dude didn't even get, like, what did he, miss, like, 6 memos ahead of time and that's how he got hit? Like, you just, like, fucking, you like, get your mail. It's, like, 7th notice. You're like, I'll
be fine.
Fuck it.
As long as he's not sending any Muslims in planes after me, I'm good.
I'm good.
So, you know, the cry out to God when you need him is something that I believe almost is natural in the human spirit because we're created by God and for God, and I think our hearts turn to God in a hard place.
No.
Whenever I'm in a hard place or asking someone else to be in a hard place, we never call out to God.
Well, somebody might be yelling, oh God, oh God.
That's true. Not when they're with me, though.
No.
They're normally like,
ugh. Get off me. When are you done? Couldn't you have showered?
That's kind of the sound.
Can you clean between the folds?
I hired one of those circus guys with the big brushes to get underneath all those, the Munda cheese that forms under there.
Oh, my God.
They got to get on there, Tom.